You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
It's always fun to talk with TC. Wish we had some more time with him. He was very busy, so I do appreciate him taking the time out of his busy schedule here. All these guys are going to be in town. We'll have a bunch of them on the phone at the very least, if not in studio, including David Wright himself coming up on Friday. Also have Josh Satin, who will be in studio with us on Friday at 11 a.m. Tomorrow we should have Sandy Alderson joining us on the phone at 1 o'clock. We'll be out at the Joe Torre Safe at Home Foundation, so plenty of Yankee guests. We expect to talk to Joe Torre as well. Fresh off his almost All-Star Game appearance last night. So we got a busy week scheduled for you. We should have Andy Martino as well coming up later on today. Not only talk about David Wright, but we can talk about the trade deadline stuff with the Mets and Yankees and how aggressive they could be as we start to look ahead now to the second half. So a lot of guests lined up for you. But, man, TC is the best. And some of the stories about those days with David Wright. Here's the bottom line. David Wright is just as perfect a... I don't know if player is the right word, because there are no perfect players, but when you encompass everything, the fact that he was homegrown, which I don't even care about, but I have a greater appreciation for as I'm getting older, and especially with David Wright, who was homegrown at the time where I was younger and into it, and you think back these years later, it is important to have that. Homegrown, tremendous production, but the most important thing to me was the way he loved this city and that team, and representing this city and that team, and did it with incredible class and respect. That's why I love Jeter so much all those years. Now, Jeter obviously had all the World Series rings and all those things and was healthy enough to be able to come become a Hall of Famer, and maybe that's where there's mild disappointment with David Wright's career. But hey, not everybody's got the perfect resume or the perfect career or the perfect luck. And the fact that David was able to overcome the injury, you know, the injuries that he suffered after the little, you know, they had the 06 buildup, then the dip in 07, 08, and then really the lean years after that until building it back up in 2015, and experience participating in the World Series, not to mention the All-Star Games or the World Baseball Classic, which I know he loved doing, which means a lot to a lot of the players, but also get to participate in the World Series and hit a home run. David had a tremendous career, and while there is some sadness to it, I think it should be celebrated, and having his number retired Saturday at Citi Field is going to be a great celebration. All right, let's get back to the calls here about the almost All-Star game from last night, 888-808-1019. The swing-off, I thought, was lame. Alonso got robbed out of the MVP, so you know my thoughts on it. What do you guys think? Sam is in Rockland. What's up, Sam?
Hey, Sal. Thanks for taking my call. Now, I'm a Yankees fan, and I like the fact that Soto was an All-Star. However, if you look at his stats, he's an obvious All-Star. Now, you said earlier about his comments about the money. So you said at least he's honest. right?
Yeah.
Okay, so the thing is, if you look at Judge, do I believe all the things you say he means genuinely? Probably not. But at least he plays the part. He knows he's the captain of the Yankees. He has to play the part. If Soto could do the same thing, I think it would help him a lot.
You know,
he wants to be liked.
But he's not that guy, Sam.
Play the part.
I'm not disagreeing with you, Sam. He's not that guy. We talk about the perfect player. Maybe Aaron Judge is that. And well, really, to be the perfect player, he's got to just finish the job in the postseason at least once.
Oh, yeah,
but Judge is, it's why Judge is so special. I don't think it's fair to, I think it's a great point, Sam, and thank you for the call. I don't think it's fair to ask Soto, who's not that, to be Aaron Judge. He's not. Aaron, that's what makes, in part, what makes Aaron Judge so special. We know about the homers and the numbers and all those different things. But really, what to me separates him, it is rare to have your best player be your leader and your captain. There are a lot of guys, especially when it came to the Mets, you know, Piazza comes to mind, and Soto obviously is another one. They just don't either want that responsibility, aren't, you know, cut out for that, whatever it may be, for the variety of reasons over the years with many different players, not just the ones that I'm naming. But Judge is not only the best player on his team, he's the best player, for my money, in the world. And he's a great leader and a great captain. And as he evolved into that, Soto's just not that guy. And that's okay. Now, it would be helpful to have your best player be that guy. But, I mean, that's what makes Judge so special. That's why there's only one Aaron Judge. That's not a knock on Soto. It's, to me, more of a testament of how great Aaron Judge is. Jeff is in Oceanside. What's up, Jeff?
What's going on, Sal? How are you doing today?
Good, Jeff. How are you?
Good. I've called you before about the All-Star game last night. The thing I was most disappointed with is if we would have had Diaz start the ninth inning, he gets the save, Alonso gets the MVP, and all Mets fans are in a much better mood. But it was good to see Peterson get Judge the ground out to Lindor, to Alonso. So that was beautiful. Yeah, and definitely, I actually kind of thought the home run thing at the end was kind of cold, kind of different. Mm-hmm. So I don't mind that. I was just rooting for that last American League guy to hit at least one home run. So Alonso could come up and win it and lock up the MVP. I understand why they gave it to us, Schwarber, but they shouldn't do it, but I kind of understand why they did. Three swings, three home runs, and the first one ever. It's kind of different, kind of interesting, so I kind of see why they did it. And going back to Terry Collins, you should have asked him. I go back to that 2015 World Series. I still have nightmares. Harvey can start the ninth inning, but as soon as that first guy gets on, he can't get the second batter. What do you think about rehashing that a little bit?
Yeah, well, here's the thing, Jeff, and thank you for the call. I've talked many times to TC about that, whether it be on this radio station or at SNY or just off the air. To me, today was not about that. We only had 25 minutes or so with him, and I wanted to make it more focused on David Wright, not reliving the Harvey situation. What I would say is that, if anything, maybe there were some more intriguing things about Wright and Harvey and how David Wright, as a leader and a captain of the Mets, having to deal with Harvey's nonsense throughout the 2015 postseason and the impact that he had there. That would probably be more intriguing to me than the Harvey stuff. He's explained it plenty of times before, and I had no issue with Terry leaving Matt Harvey in. As a matter of fact, I wanted it. I was one of the 48,000 or whatever it was chanting Harvey. I thought it was a great moment. Fond memory. Unfortunately, he didn't get the job done, but I love the fact that he wanted the ball. My only issue, I guess, with TC would have been his indecision because he knew better. He wanted to take him out, but he let Harvey talk him into going out there. But I don't have a major issue. It's not why they lost the World Series. So I didn't need to rehash that today. As far as the other stuff goes, yeah, from a Met fan perspective, you wanted to see your guys perform well and Alonso get the MVP, which I think he should have gotten it anyway because what he did was in the actual game, not in some silly swing-off. And yeah, that's why sometimes it's just bad luck as well. Not only did the NL bullpen blow the game, which would have let Pete win the MVP, they also didn't get to, I mean, they were one swing away from either Schwarber or who was second for the, or Rosarena, like one swing away from, or I guess Randa it would have been, Jonathan Randa. Who the hell is that? I have no idea, but he participated in the home run derby last night. Aranda, was it? Ronda or Aranda? It says here on the paper that you printed out Ronda.
Well, that was Dove printing that one out. I'm going to throw him under the bus. It's Jonathan Aranda.
Okay, whatever. Nobody really knows the difference. But either way, Pete was one swing away from that. If he got up in that spot, likely he would have been the MVP. And is it something we're going nuts about? No. And for me, it would have taken away from it anyway because Soto wasn't there. So it would have been a perfect All-Star game had Soto been there and Alonso won the MVP and Diaz closed it out from a Mets perspective. I mean, that could have been a sign of things to come for the rest of the season. Who knows? But it is just a meaningless exhibition. And one other thing, even though people were getting excited about the matchups, Lindor and Rodon or Judge Peterson, whatever, you want to talk about the Met-Yankee thing or Jazz and Diaz, whatever it was, whoever faced each other. Like, that, to me, loses a lot of luster. We just saw the Subway Series in July. I'm not saying that you should do away with the Subway Series in the regular season. What I'm saying is it doesn't mean as much as it once did in the All-Star game where you have the Met versus the Yankee. At least to me, it doesn't. Yvonne is calling from Houston. What's up, Yvonne?
Hello. Sal, how's everything?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. So I just wanted to get on about the Soto, which I'm not going to argue whether he's an All-Star or not. I think the numbers were very close. But I remember you saying you was like that. He's one of the most popular players in baseball. And I don't know if I agree with that totally because I know this much. You didn't have to worry about Ohtani getting the phone vote, the fan vote. You didn't have to worry about Judge getting the fan vote. The popular players get voted in. So I don't think Soto's as big as you think he is.
Mm-hmm.
First thing. And then
I think you're completely wrong. Juan Soto's one of the biggest stars in the game. There's no doubt about
it. So then why didn't the fans vote him in?
Yeah, they voted in Ohtani. And maybe because they're voting and looking at the numbers in April or May. I have no idea. Maybe Yankee fans didn't want to vote fairly and they didn't want because they hate Juan Soto. Hold on, Yvonne. I don't have the answer to that. But if you want to try to dispute the popularity of Juan Soto or the star power, forget about being popular amongst the fan vote. Juan Soto is unquestionably one of the biggest stars in the game. You cannot dispute that. So you can come up with any metric you want. It's just factually wrong.
Hold on a second. If you're going to say that the metrics are factually wrong, then you give me a fact that he is one of the most popular players in baseball. Because the only way you can measure that is by fans voting, and he wasn't.
No, it's not. It's not by fans. I'm not talking about popular vote. I'm talking about biggest star of the game.
Well, how would you judge a biggest star? He's never won an MVP.
How about this, Yvonne? Use your noodle.
Let me say something.
Yeah, go ahead.
Wait, real quick. You went on a rant. I'm not going to bring up the player's name. I'm just going to. You went on a rant about 100 RBIs, right? And then you said Soto is a man when he got runners in scoring position. You know how many seasons he has of 100 RBIs? I guess not a ton.
But Yvonne, what's your point?
It's one.
What's your point? What is your point? Are you trying to minimize how good Juan Soto is? Let me ask you something, Yvonne. How about this? You name the player. I want you to include basketball, football, baseball, soccer, hockey. You name the player that has the biggest contract in the history of sports.
Oh, it's Juan Soto. So is that how we're judging everything? By how much you get paid?
No.
Because there's a lot of bad contracts.
Would you say Mike Trout's a great player because of his contract?
Hold on. Would you say Mike Trout's a great player because of his contract?
You're making yourself look foolish.
You are denying facts and actual numbers.
What facts am I denying? You're not saying he's a star player? This is a ridiculous comment.
He hasn't had RBI seasons, and the guy that you said is the best hitter in baseball had one RBI season, 100 RBI seasons.
I didn't say he was the best hitter in baseball.
Soto's a great hitter in baseball. He is!
Good God! I'm not going to sit here and argue for 4 hours about how good Juan Soto is. If you don't think he's good, you are an idiot! Good God, I can't do it! I'll quit! Carton, get out of the seat! I'm not talking about it for 4 hours that Juan Soto's not good, Yvonne! Get lost! That's not the argument. You want to make an argument that you don't think he should be an All-Star? Sure. You can't tell me that he's not one of the star players in the sport! And you're right. Nobody wanted...
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything
The easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Juan Soto, it was just the dopey Mets who offered him the biggest contract in the history of sports. Why would they do that for such a pedestrian player? I don't understand it. It's not about the money. You're right. I don't get it. I just don't understand it. Can't figure it out. I mean, the guy's only had 300 RBI seasons. What's he doing that's so great? I don't get it. He's not popular by the fans. He's not a great fielder. He can't run the bases. He doesn't drive in a lot of runs. He's not one of the premier offensive players in the sport. Well, then how the hell did he get the richest contract in sports? I mean, what are we doing? If you don't love Soto, so be it. I've loved Soto from the beginning. Watch the 2019 postseason again. Maybe you want to use that as a barometer. Mike Trout participate in the postseason? I don't recall. Maybe he did, maybe he didn't. Has Aaron Judge produced in the postseason the way that Juan Soto has? The answer is no. So maybe that's part of the greatness of Juan Soto. I don't know. All I'm telling you is if you watched him play, you understand his greatness. So stop. Spare me whatever kind of metrics you want to come up with or use the fans voting as some kind of barometer. Have the fans voted in Francisco Lindor in the last 3 years? So why all of a sudden this year? What, is he now Mr. Popular? Lindor is an all-star with Cleveland. Why did it take him so many years to become an all-star, a starting all-star with the Mets? He's all of a sudden popular. We're going to use the fan voting now as the barometer, the be-all, end-all. What I got news for you. He's great. He's not a fraction of the player that Juan Soto is. Juan Soto is a premier offensive player in the game and has been for years. That's a big reason why multiple teams, not just the Mets, not just the Yankees, multiple teams wanted him. Yvonne, where were you last year? Where were you last year when Juan Soto helped carry the Yankees to the World Series? Come on. Like, that is the... I can't argue that. You want to argue about the All-Star and make a case, well, April or May, he didn't have a good year. I mean, I still think you sound like an idiot if you say that. He didn't have a great April or May, according to his standards. But based on what he did in his career and based on his June, Juan Soto's an All-Star. One of the biggest stars in the game. And you're trying to minimize him? You don't think he's any good? You're right. He stinks. His numbers are better than the guys that got selected instead of him, but he stinks. Like, I'm not sure what metric you want to use. You don't think Juan Soto's one of the biggest stars in the game? Come on, man. You got... Yvonne, you want to have the conversation? I'll have the conversation. You got to be somewhat fair and realistic here. What's your point? Juan Soto's not good? Okay. Thanks for the call. We appreciate it.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.